Conflict is something that we all experience in one point in our lives, and something that isn't the best to be around or be part of. It's a tense atmosphere and sometimes can lead to misunderstandings between friends, a disagreement with a sibling, or controversy amongst countries. There is much conflict happening in the world, like Brexit, which is causing many members of Parliament to have constant arguments with each other and also causing much dispute between the UK and the EU, and even people in our local community squabbling with one another about the ongoing issue. As well as this, there is much more conflict that has happened or is happening around us. I was trying to think of a time when I have experienced conflict in my life and remembered back in primary school when we were approaching the topic of rock bands. I had been so excited to start this project and to spend more time with my friends. At this time, there were six of us in our friendship group, and unfortunately, the maximum per band was only four, and obviously, no one wanted to be left out. This caused countless days of conflict, and we eventually agreed to go into two groups of three. This was our only option, because the teacher had got a little fed up of our constant petty arguing. We all just had to be mature about the situation and enjoy the experience of creating a rock band. Looking back on this experience, God helped me through the situation a lot. I was upset at the start, as I didn't want anyone to be left out, and I wanted us all to be in the same group. God gave me strength and led me through the many arguments and helped to calm the conflict. During the service, we are looking at two readings, both about David and Saul. The first is about Saul becoming jealous of David after the woman singing, "Saul has killed thousands, but David tens of thousands." Saul became very jealous and suspicious of David from then on and went to extreme lengths to take revenge on David by throwing a spear at him twice. Luckily, David dodged them both times. There was one line in particular in the passage that got me thinking. The next day, an evil spirit from God suddenly took control of Saul, and he raved in his house like a madman. I think we can all relate to this, as when we are at home, we are more prone to overreact to conflict with those we love the most. The reading then goes on to say, David was playing the harp, as he did every day, and Saul was holding a spear. No matter how angry, jealous, or suspicious Saul was, I think trying to kill David was just too far. I then went on to read the next passage, which is titled, "David Spares Saul's Life." I think it would be a person's natural reaction to want to take revenge on someone who had tried to attack you. However, as we find out in the reading, David decides to do the opposite. So to summarise this passage, Saul was informed that David was in the desert. Saul then took 3,000 young men to go and to look for David and all his men. Along the way, Saul went into a cave where David and his men were hiding. David was able to sneak up undetected and cut off part of Saul's robe. David then felt guilty about this, and he told his men that God did not want to do this to Saul, who was his master, because he was anointed by God. He did not let his men attack Saul, and so Saul left. As Saul was leaving, David called to him. David bowed before Saul and told him that he acknowledged Saul as his master. He told Saul that he had spared his life and that he would not harm him. David told him that he had only cut a part of his robe off, and that proved that David was not guilty of trying to kill him. David then asked Saul why he was hunting him down. He told Saul that God would judge them and also decided between the two of them. I feel David done the right thing by not killing Saul, as if David had killed Saul, then more conflict would have been created. To conclude, I feel like in society everyone has their own opinion, and a lot of people won't be willing to compromise or come to an agreement because they want the discussion to go their way. That is why many situations take a while to resolve, as everyone wants to get their own way and include their point of view. I think it's important to be grown up about the situation and come to an agreement that suits everyone and not just one person. And the main thing is that you believe in God, and that he will guide you through and help you make the right decision in the end, like David did.